Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Jantan with Evening News. The headlines. Cloudburst triggers massive landslides on Dimapur-Kohima NH-29. 6 dead. State government directs NHIDCL to make NH-29 operational within 24 hours to ensure uninterrupted supply of essential commodities. Deputy Commissioner Kohima says no shortage of essential commodities, urges public to refrain from panic buying. And Center extends ceasefire agreement with National Socialist Council of Nagaland, K. Nikki, for another year. Now the news in detail. A series of massive mudslides and landslides hit National Highway 29 between Kohima and Dimapur following heavy rainfall last night. Mudslides struck near Perima, Tsipama and Pipema around 10:30 p.m. last night, while landslide occurred at Bagla Bahar in the wee hours this morning, sinking a portion of the highway. Speaking to Akashvani News, Deputy Commissioner Jim Kidima Bolan John said the national highway is now completely cut off for vehicular movement and advised commuters to take Newland Kohima via Jatima Road only for light motor vehicles. Further, the alternate route, Pimla Mainamtse under Beren District, is not advised due to landslide. The DC also confirmed the death of 6 persons due to mudslide at Perima, which include 5 male and 1 female. All 6 bodies have been recovered. At least 3 persons also sustained injuries and have been hospitalized. The Deputy Commissioner added that clearance of the road will take time, keeping in view the severity of the landslides. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister Dia Zeliang has announced 4 lakh rupees each as ex gratia payment to the families of the deceased and 16,000 rupees as emergency relief to the injured. Chief Minister Nipirio has expressed deep concern over the large-scale destruction on NH-29 caused by incessant rainfall. In a social media post, Rio said authorities are on site assessing the situation and helping those affected, adding that the state government will continue to pursue with the central government and NHIDCL for immediate measures and restore normalcy at the earliest. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in charge of National Highway, Dia Zeliang, also expressed deep anguish on the unfortunate calamity leading to loss of life and properties. Zeliang assured that the state government will immediately take measures to alleviate the pain caused by this natural disaster and also assess the situation leading to the cause of such frequent debacle on the NH-29 four-lane road. In the wake of the landslides and damages on NH-29, state government today directed NHIDCL to make the highway operational within 24 hours to ensure the supply of essential commodities is not adversely affected. NHIDCL was also directed to take rectification measures, including use of latest technology, to ensure that such disasters do not occur in future. Official sources informed Akashvani News Kohima that the directive came after a high-level meeting convened by Chief Minister Nipirio to take stock of the disaster and discussed restoration and relief measures. It was attended by Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in charge of National Highway, T.R. Zeliang, along with all the concerned officials and agencies. During the meeting, it was decided to explore an alternate route for plying of heavy vehicles carrying essential goods as well as for light vehicles. The meeting also discussed alternate routes including 7th Mile, Sugovi, Mainamtse, Charnapani for light and heavy vehicles as well as Shaopa, Newland, Jatima, NH2 and New Jumukidima to Old Jumukidima, Old Jackgate for light vehicles. It was also decided that BWD Roads and Bridges will maintain all these alternate routes as well as the road from Betucha to Tsesama to ensure smooth and uninterrupted connectivity between Dimapur and Kohima. Meanwhile, Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority has been directed to release ex gratia payment to the families of the deceased and injured immediately. Kohima Deputy Commissioner Kumar Ramnikant has urged citizens to refrain from panic buying in the aftermath of landslides that cut off key routes connecting the state capital to commercial hub Dimapur. In an advisory, the DC noted instances of panic buying of essential commodities and fuel spurred by a false assumption in shortage due to the landslides, assuring that there is no scarcity of essential items in Kohima. It said district administration is collaborating with neighboring districts to ensure uninterrupted supply of essential items through alternate routes. Meanwhile, Kohima Chamber of Commerce and Industry, KCCI, has also appealed the public to maintain normal purchase pattern and to avoid bulk purchases or panic buying. It assured that there is sufficient stock of essential items which will continue to be accessible. Further, KCCI issued strict directives to traders and shop owners, warning them against charging exorbitant rates for commodities. The chamber cautioned that any attempt to exploit the situation by inflating prices will result in penalties. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Centre has extended a ceasefire agreement with National Socialist Council of Nagaland, K. Niki, for a period of 1 year. Minister of Home Affairs announced that Government of India and NSC and K. Niki have mutually decided to extend the ceasefire agreement with effect from 8 September this year until 7th of September 2025 to bring about lasting peace in Nagaland with the involvement of Naga people. The Home Ministry said the ceasefire will be subject to adherence to the ceasefire ground rules mutually agreed to and signed by the two sides. The agreement was signed today by Additional Secretary, Ministry of Home Affairs, Piyush Goyal, and Supervisor CFSP of NSCNK Niki, Abel Zingri Tour, and Ameka Achumi. In a bid to bolster security, three police checkpoints have been set up at all exit points of Dimapur Railway Station. The checkpoints will operate 24/7 with officers stationed to verify the identities of inbound travellers. On Monday, Deputy Commissioner Dimapur, Dr. Tino Jungshi Chang, accompanied by representatives from Dimapur Police Commissionerate, inspected the railway station. The officials also held a meeting with the Railway Protection Force to discuss security measures. Chief Minister Nipiro has extended Teachers' Day greetings. In a post on X, Rio said teachers are mentors, guides and role models, urging teachers to remain committed and devoted to their noble profession. Rio said the state government is committed to empowering and supporting them in building their capacities to equip future ready generations. A 10-member team of the Nagaland Wrestling Association, NWA, will be joining the Indian sports contingent at the 5th World Nomad Games 2024 at Kazakhstan. The NWA team is comprised of 3 officials and 7 wrestlers who will compete in the belt and mass wrestling discipline. The NWA today observed a prayer and blessing ceremony for its athletes and officials. The games are scheduled from 7 to 15 September at Astana in Kazakhstan. And now to the news, here are the headlines again. Cloudburst triggers massive landslides on Dimapur Kohima NH29, 6 dead. State government directs NHI DCL to make NH29 operational within 24 hours to ensure uninterrupted supply of essential commodities. Deputy Commissioner Kohima says no shortage of essential commodities and urges public to refrain from panic buying. And Centre extends ceasefire agreement with National Socialist Council of Nagaland K. Niki for another year. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.